You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McEady.
And Kelly Williams.
And today we are taking another stab at one of those damn Kardashians. We just cannot quit them. They are the gremlins of Hollywood. And this time we're talking about Khloe, or as Andy Cohen would say, Khloe.
Oh, Khloe. But before we get into our thoughts and opinions on Khloe, we have to talk about somebody else very quickly.
Well, we have to give our praise for a new father. He was a father-to-be the last time we spoke about him on the podcast. Mr. Aaron Carter has been wiling the fuck out on the internet.
And this is not behind a paywall. So we're terrified to even speak about this, but we know it's necessary.
Yeah. Every day I'm like more sure that he's aware of who we are. Like I'm terrified.
So if you guys haven't been seeing anything on TMZ, or if you don't follow Aaron Carter religiously like we do, basically 3 weeks ago, I think at this point, his son was born. And this has been a wild fucking 3 weeks, to say the least.
Yeah, it's been really scary. It's mm-hmm. been very like, you know, like if you blink for a minute, you miss something. And I'm just terrified for this fucking baby.
So a quick rundown, Aaron and Melanie broke up because he was talking, or because he found out Melanie was in contact with Angel. And Angel is his twin sister, who he no longer has a relationship with. She has a restraining order against him because he threatened her family. Aaron says he did not threaten her family, but a court decided to side with Angel and give her the restraining order against him.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know what, maybe I was just being a little like, I really honestly had it in my mind that when the baby came, it would like chill him out. But the baby wasn't even born for like a week before he went right back to being full Aaron.
And it's almost worse than when he went before, like he was chill for a little bit.
Yeah, it felt like it.
And I have a theory. I fear that he's jealous of the attention the baby is getting.
I think so too. Yeah. I really do. I was telling you that I, like a few years ago, I did an episode about Tom? Who the fuck's Tom? About Pamela Anderson. Oh, Tommy Lee. Hello. Yeah. Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee. And Tommy Lee had said this thing that I just found so profound that I'll never forget, that like when he went to prison, he realized in jail that the reason he was abusing Pam was because he was jealous of his kids. And he was jealous of the attention that she gave the baby, and that like she was parenting a baby and not him. So mm-hmm. he would like beat her up and stuff because of it. And that's definitely going to be Aaron.
Allegedly. Because if you guys, he goes live almost every day, at least three times a day.
Oh, at the very least.
Yeah. And recently the cops have come during his lives because people have called for wellness checks due to him holding a gun and his baby being in the background. For a while, he was saying he was living in his bedroom because Melanie wouldn't leave the house. Now, remember, Melanie just gave birth.
Right.
And had a C-section, which takes longer to recover.
And he couldn't even get, like, he couldn't even, I mean, I guess, like, he had a baby in, like, a peak state of mania. So I don't know why I thought he would, like, change after the baby was born. But, like, he couldn't even give it, like, a month.
No. And there have also been, there was a video of Melanie putting the baby down in the bassinet. And a lot of people said she did it really fast and hard, mm-hmm. like harder, rougher than she should have. And there was like a poop stain right next to his head. And Melanie apologized. She was like, I'm still learning, which first time parents, yeah. you know. And then there was a video of Aaron like picking the baby up and waking him up and being like very, in my opinion, but also I don't know if I'm like just worried that right. he is a little bit rough.
And that's also a scary thing too. Like, it's like naturally you want to make sure that a baby is okay, like just instinctively, but it's also scary when like the whole world starts, you know, like backseat parenting.
Right.
Like that can also be really dangerous.
For sure. And Melanie has apologized for being in contact with Angel. She said her and Aaron are going to work things out and they're going to make it work for their child. And so far it's been quiet for about 3 days.
There will 1000% be an Instagram live notification. I'm just waiting for it to pop up on the screen.
Yes, he celebrated his birthday. He got presents from his followers, so he was very excited. And yeah, I am worried about, I'm honestly worried about Melanie too, because, you know.
For sure. For sure. Like,
because he was straight up ready to move to Arizona and leave them.
Oh, Aaron. God damn it.
Aaron.
We will be watching and reporting.
Yeah, we will keep you guys updated if there's anything new, but it's definitely a scary situation. And yeah. Troy and I were talking about this earlier. Is Aaron kind of seems to lie a lot?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come for us. He's going
to
come.
I know.
Even in a recent interview, he said that he watched 9/11 happen. Now, there may be a chance that he really was on the Brooklyn Bridge after wearing Michael Jackson's jacket, because he was at Michael Jackson's show on the 10th. A lot of people were at his show on the 10th. But the idea of Aaron Carter looking out the window, like, Aaron makes everything about him.
That's what it is.
He couldn't even let this tragedy, one of the worst terrorist attacks to happen on American soil, couldn't even be about that. It had to be that Aaron saw it happen.
He can turn any world event into like an Aaron moment. Like,
for sure.
He would find a way to turn like World War II into something having to do with like Aaron's party. You know what I mean?
He'd be like, my grandfather was in it.
Yeah. And that's actually where the lyrics for Aaron's party came from. And then we use those.
Right. So yeah, he's just keeping an eye on him.
Yeah, we'll be watching. Thanks for listening, Aaron. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. We're sure you've heard us talk about live shows, but we'd love to see you there. Boston, totally sold out. But there are still tickets for Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. And with Los Angeles, there is a live stream. So, Troy, tell the people what a live show will be like.
Well, there's going to be lots of lines, lots of booze, and a lot of laughs. It's going to be very fun. We're going to be picking celebrities from the city that you reside in. So we'll be talking about local celebrities and just spilling lots of tea.
But don't worry, it won't be super dark-sided. It's not going to be like a Carter's episode. It's not going to be like a Dan Schneider episode. We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it light.
Yeah, we want you to leave laughing and not crying.
As light and fun as we can make it.
Yeah, exactly.
But we hope to see you there. The link is in the bio for all of the tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Please come.
Now, what are your thoughts about Chloe, Troy?
Chloe's, God, it's complicated because sometimes I really love Chloe, and I would say I've felt the most intense, like, emotional connection to Chloe of all the Kardashians, like, in the span of however many years. And like, I've liked her more than I've not liked her over the years. Mm-hmm. So that makes me feel like I'm a fan of Khloe. But she also pisses me off more than any Kardashian.
Yeah.
And I think it's because like over the years, like a lot of us have felt a connection to Khloe. Any kind of like underdog person who has struggled with any kind of insecurity or felt like any kind of black sheep or an outsider, you relate to Khloe. So it feels like in recent years, Chloe has really like turned on her audience and the people that like she catered to in that family, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, I'm taller, I'm bigger, and I kind of felt like in that family, she was the one who I looked at, and she was funny. She had a great personality, I really just enjoyed her and I liked her in Lamar's show. I mean, I haven't watched the Kardashians since the Chris Humphries era. So it's been a long, long time since I have watched that show.
Right.
But I remember her just being my favorite. She was always quick, always saying what was on her mind. And when she kind of turned into a Kardashian,
mm-hmm.
it like broke me a little bit.
I know. And now it feels like, especially with the blind items and like what we've read and blind items, it's like, it feels more so like she became the person that she always was, like publicly.
Yeah.
Like now there's less of like a mask. Because according to blind items, and it's, you know, over 10 years of the same story, she's always just been like completely faking it.
And I will say, you know, I have always felt bad for Khloé. There was some song, I think it was like 2010. It was like, turn the lights off, turn a Khloé into a Kim. And I always just felt so bad that she was so picked on for her looks, and she wasn't ugly. She's never been an ugly girl.
Absolutely. I agree. And I think people, you know, even now, like people undermine like her role in the family.
For sure.
Like, you know, people like to like paint this picture of her like she's always been kind of like the redheaded stepchild of the family. And what a lot of people don't understand is that like, I would say Khloé probably plays a bigger role than anybody of the girls, because she's like the entry level Kardashian. Like if you don't know anything about them, if you don't watch their show and you turn it on, Khloé is the one that you're going to relate to. Like she's the one, she's the gateway Kardashian drug, honestly.
I was going to say, I feel like in the early days, she was the reason people wanted to watch.
1,000%. She was always people's favorite. I would almost say she played like a Nicole Richie role in that family. 100%.
Absolutely. Now, everything from here on out is allegedly, guys. Remember, and take blinds for what you will. If you want to believe them, cool. If you don't, that's totally fine too. It can be a little folklore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is also folklore gossip. Khloé's dad. The way I feel about it, and maybe this is too much of a PC answer, I don't know, but I've always felt bad that that has been something that she's had to kind of carry with her.
Sure.
And people DM'd us when they kind of figured out we were doing Khloé, and they were like, talk about if you think Robert's the dad. And I think no matter what, Robert is the dad.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't like the idea of like denouncing her whole life.
Yeah.
Or like her grieving the loss of him when he made, like, because people like debate that and it's like, no, like that's her dad no matter what.
Yeah. So Troy, who do you think her biological dad?
Well, I don't think that Rob's her dad. That being said, Robert's not her dad.
Right.
I think that it's, I don't think it's OJ. I do not think that her dad is OJ. Even though there's a lot of blind items about it being OJ, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I think that it's that guy with the square jaw. What's his name?
I don't know his name, but if you look up Kris Jenner's hairdresser.
Yeah, the hairdresser.
He pops up. They look a lot alike.
They're literally identical. And he's tall.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I even think like, you know, Khloé doesn't look like her sisters. And that's like normal that there's maybe one or two siblings, especially at a big group, that don't look alike. But I would even say like Rob looks like his sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Khloé literally doesn't.
And Rob looked like Rob Sr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they all look like each other, mm-hmm. except Khloé.
And if you think about it, that must be so hard for her. So say if this guy is her biological father,
mm-hmm.
there's that. She lost her father, Robert Sr.
Right.
And then she lost the relationship she had with Caitlyn.
Right.
Because she seemed to be the closest with Caitlyn. I don't know if I'm correct with that.
Oh, I would say for sure.
Out of the Kardashian kids, obviously.
Yeah, like the older siblings, for sure. I would say definitely she had the closest relationship to Caitlyn. And, you know, I don't think people take into account, like, how damaging it is emotionally. You know, she has these, she's obviously the Kardashian with, like, the most daddy issues, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, the daddy issue attributes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, she's lost, like, a bunch of dads, mm-hmm. kind of.
Right. And then people are constantly questioning if Robert Sr. was her dad.
Right. Like, it's a lot to carry emotionally.
Yeah.
So that part of it, I do sympathize with her. And then there's the other side of it. There's the other side of Chloe that I find so fucking frustrating.
Yeah. We'll talk about, I mean, I'll talk about it later with the unedited picture that circulated.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's like, out of all of them, she's still probably the one I like the most.
Same.
But I also want to, like, scream at her.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're obviously going to get into it. We're about to start reading blinds. But, like, Chloe's blind item persona versus her public image is crazy to me. Because it's wild. And it's very consistent to the point that I feel like you and I both had to take out a million blinds. Because they're all the same. Since like 2010.
Yeah. I mean, the year 2014 was a rough one. There were probably over 100 blinds about her in that year alone.
I mean, what the fuck? And all very similar and all from different blind item sites.
Mm-hmm. And that's something we really try and do on this podcast. We talk a lot about Crazy Days and Nights just because that's like the one we go to probably the most.
Right.
But we also look at blind gossip. We look at Lainey gossip. We look at Reddit threads. We don't simply rely on one.
Right. And if we're doing, you know, like, you'll hear us a lot of times go back to like 2004, 2005. Like, at that time, NT wasn't doing, you know, he wasn't like the main blind item person.
Right.
So when we go back that far, it's usually like back in the day when like Perez Hilton was doing blind items and, you know, websites that don't even exist anymore.
Or like Lipstick Alley or.
Yeah. And again, we always do revealed blinds.
Yes. That's important. We only do blinds that have been revealed because we're not trying to be guessing games.
Yeah. And I've told you I'm bad at guessing. I'm not even good at it.
Every once in a while, I'll get one.
I'm terrible. It'll literally be like this Mouseketeer from Kentwood. And I'm like, It'll take me hours to figure it out. Like, I don't know. I don't know why.
Her name starts with a B. Yeah.
I'm like, Mandy Moore. It has to be.
So the first blind that I found about Chloe is from 2010. And it's from a blind item site called BuzzPhoto, which I'd never heard of before. So which reality TV couple who have been married at least a year have only slept together around 5 times since saying I do. Apparently, things are not all they're cracked up to be for this married couple, in spite of reports to the contrary. And that's, of course, Coco and Lam Lam.
Oh my God, the Chloe and Lamar blinds, my God.
Were you shocked by them at all?
Like being together? Or breaking up?
I guess both, the blinds and being together.
Well, okay, so it started this narrative for me with Chloe that I've talked to you about, where one of the things that bothers me about Chloe is that she has such mundane problems. Like, she dates really kind of like dopey basic men. Like, Lamar is truly nothing to be like turned around about. It's like embarrassing. And she has like baby mama drama and baby daddy issues, and like she has the same problems as like some bitch that you work with at Fridays. And to me, that's just unacceptable. Like, you are literally American, basically a like royal.
Mm-hmm.
The closest thing that we have in this country to a royal family. And you have almost identical problems to like a teenage girl who works at the mall. I just find it highly inappropriate.
So inappropriate. I also think it's crazy how it's so played out in the media. And I understand everything that the Kardashians do is media driven.
Right.
But you would think this Tristan stuff over and over again. And even when Lamar was going through it, you would think they'd try and at least keep some of it out of the media. It's almost like they want to humiliate Chloe.
Right. And it makes you think about like the bigger picture. Like Chloe is, you know, set up to be the, like, I guess they're all in a sense unlucky in love, but obviously nothing compares really to what Chloe has been through publicly, just like the constant humiliation.
Yeah.
And it's like, is she just taking one for the team, just for like the narrative? Like, because how can a person be willing to look so dumb?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They just use her as like a shield, literally.
Yeah.
Like something happens, Astroworld happens, and people are starting to realize Kim and Pete are PR. Tristan has a third baby mama.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right. They're like, let's give Middle America something to flip through in the magazines. Hey, you guys, Chloe got cheated on for the 8th time. I have a blind. This is also, we're going to be reading a lot of like Lamar ones, obviously, at the beginning. It says, it would be refreshing to see a reality TV star involved in a real relationship with someone who genuinely cares about them. This isn't them. She wants a real relationship, but her man is gay. And in it just for the publicity. Now, I don't know if I believe that. I don't believe that Lamar is gay.
I don't think so either.
Like, I really don't. But this was in around this time, this was like a big blind item kind of story, I guess you should, I should say. She kept thinking that he would change, but her hopes were completely dashed when she caught him in her bed with another guy. Even more shocking is the fact that the other guy is her brother. The couple's breakup is being scripted and will occur in front of the cameras, complete with her dramatically throwing her man out of the house. As of right now, though, you should not expect to see a take on why the relationship ended that includes the outing of the significant other or the brother. Now, with that, like I said, that was a story that was like around a lot during that time, that just generally there was some weird shit going on in that house. Mm-hmm. And I remember on the show, like, they tried to make it seem like, oh, it's me, Lamar, and Rob, and we have this amazing little threesome going on, and it's almost like Rob and Lamar dating, and they always leave me out.
And they kept saying Lamar was almost a father figure to Rob.
Right. Now, I will say, I have many, many times in the past, I have questioned Rob's sexuality just based on what we know of him, and based, that's Rob's blind item stories, that he's very, very closeted, and that he and Lamar had this weird thing going on when they were living together. Now, based on what we know now about Chloe and her blind item story, I think it had way more to do with drug use.
Yeah.
I think that was like, there was like a Whitney and Bobby kind of thing going on in that house, to be honest. And I feel like Rob was their Bobby Christina.
Oh my God.
As fucked up as that sounds, like, yeah. I really feel like he was in the, and he got really affected by that, because obviously right after he entered what I refer to as his Hanes cloaked era, where he would just cloak himself in a Hanes His Way t-shirt and go to Whole Foods and crawl back home. He wasn't right after their marriage.
That's true.
But who knows? Alleged.
I have another one from 2010. This reality star wants out of her marriage. She realizes being married to a sports player, it's not all it's cracked up to be. She wants to leave, but her mom, who also manages her, is making her stay so they can continue to get money. I believe that.
For sure. I definitely think that Chris orchestrated their relationship, the divorce. I think those men are terrified of Chris, as they should be. Mm-hmm. I think the daughters are scared of Chris, as they should be. And, you know, I think that marriage was like meant to raise Chloe's star power, which it did.
Yeah. I think it almost was to make her like desired. She was the first one. I mean, I guess Kim had been married before, but people didn't really know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was the first one to get married.
It's true. That's so crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Just given how much marriage has now played like a big part in like all their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been married, like, or it's just crazy.
Other than Courtney.
Other than Courtney, yeah. This couple has supposedly been happily married for over a year. When they got married, they were both at their peak, and they played the part of the celebrity couple to the hilt. My, how things have changed. He has fallen on hard times, and she is not handling it well. She married him because he was famous and successful and a winner, and she wanted to have his children. In her eyes, he is no longer holding up his end of any of these things. So she is already setting him up for the big D, divorce. Not that she will get her hands dirty. She is letting her friends and her publicists feed negative items about him to the tabloids and the blogs and the mainstream press so that she can bounce out of the swirl of ugliness with a bundle of money and her reputation intact.
The Kardashians are great at playing the media.
Amazing. Amazing. And Khloe is always, you know, the sad, helpless victim.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, being tortured by these men. And, you know, will she ever find love? All she does is cater. And if you watch, like on the Kardashians, I know obviously we'll talk about Tristan, of course. But, like, the way that she's portrayed when she's in a relationship, that she can't stop tending to her man. She can't stop coddling her man and giving and being selfless and bringing them food and cooking for them and living anywhere in the country that they want her to live. Like, the narrative is so crazy versus a lot of the stuff that we're about to read.
For sure. So I'm going to read a 2012 blind about Thanksgiving, because who doesn't love some Thanksgiving drama?
Yeah, it's very relatable.
Well, it should be an interesting Thanksgiving at this family's house. Everybody is mad at everybody else. Parent is unhappy with child for continuing in a relationship that is sure to end in heartbreak. Child is annoyed that sibling is scoring more work than child and not including child in the most lucrative projects. And sibling is unhappy with parent's management of their career. Perhaps child can lighten the mood by spilling the news that sibling's SO is consulting with a divorce attorney. Let's all give thanks for family. Well, someone please pass the potatoes.
Can you imagine what their dinners feel like?
No.
Looking across the table and it's like multiple people have fucked. There are men that aren't supposed to be there that are there. Baby daddies. Like,
it's and just a whole thing. Just so you know, the child is Courtney with Scott. Chris did not like them together in 2012.
Right.
But I feel like it must be really hard to love your siblings when they're your competition.
I can't even imagine what it's like.
I mean, my brother and I fought over being mom's favorite for long enough, but like she didn't get 10%.
Right. There wasn't like a multi-million dollar Pepsi deal involved.
No.
Yeah, it's unimaginable to think. You know, and I know that they, you know, they have like a family pot or whatever they put, like they have like a collective earning or whatever. But I think about Rob.
I said, does that go to Rob?
Like, I think that that's how he survives.
Well, right now he's selling hot sauce at 7-Eleven.
Like, he is the Baldwin of that family. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's the D-list Kardashian. That is crazy.
Yeah, and he can't even run his own Instagram.
No.
His Instagram literally says not run by Rob Kardashian.
He is legit the Stephen Baldwin of the Kardashians. That is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to read one, again, another Lamar one. This is about, we're kind of getting into the Lamar being addicted to sex workers gig.
Mm-hmm.
This says the pro baller may make his marriage to one very insecure E-star appear to be solid, but that doesn't mean he's staying faithful to his wife. And with our blind items made for TV misses occupied as the new co-host of a primetime national television show, she may be too busy to notice. Sources say that was the X Factor, right?
Yeah.
Sources say that while the cat's away, our blind item makes it a point to play. Witnesses say that they recently spotted our 33-year-old mystery man doing just that. We're told that's when, immediately following one NBA on the court match in Oklahoma, our blind item left the locker room before hooking up with a pair of unknown brunette bombshells to head to his hotel to smash. Don't believe me? Ask eyewitness Teresa Witt. He was partying well into the night at the club Sky Bar on November 20th. He went to the back door and it looked like he was about to leave. They were standing next to a cab. Both of the women were very thin brunettes in their late 20s. And when I saw them, I immediately wondered, why is he in an alleyway in the middle of the night with two gorgeous girls? Does our blind item use his per diem for the Los Angeles Clippers away games to purchase prostitutes while on the road? Of course he does. Don't believe me? Ask his former teammate, Kobe Bryant.
And I feel like his relationship with Kobe was really interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
It seemed like, obviously, Kobe was the captain.
Mm-hmm.
And he took care of Lamar a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
From what I've read from their friendship.
It is interesting. And I feel like Lamar has very, like, his vibe is that he's that friend that you constantly have to worry about and check up on. And, like, he's always needing, like, you know, he'll call you crying in the middle of the night. And, like, he just has that energy to me.
Yeah, I agree. I have a 2013 blind. She has wanted a baby for a long time. And that's also been a part of Chloe's narrative.
Oh, my God. The amount of times it starts with that.
She and her husband have been doing everything possible to try and conceive. Her family's been very supportive until now. Her mother just asked her to hold off on fertility treatments for the time being. She doesn't want her to get pregnant right now, lest it take any attention away from her much more profitable sibling. She's Chloe, husband's Lamar, mother Chris, sibling Kim.
The Chloe wants a baby story. My God. Yeah. Like, I almost forgot, now that True is in the world, I almost forgot, like, how long that was a thing. Like, you know, Chloe is, you know, arguably the best with children, for sure. Like, Everybody always knew that Chloe had the best relationship to kids. You know, she was the best sort of, like, you know, aunt.
Big sister to big Kendall sis. And Kylie.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, she was the only one without kids. So, my next blind item is about Chloe's relationship with the game. And we haven't really talked about this yet, but, and we are going to a lot because we're soon approaching 2014. But Chloe has a really strong blind item reputation as, like, the drug girl of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she loves a Coke moment, and it is honestly mind-blowing how many blind items you read about Chloe being just strung the fuck out all the time, and you never really read about it in mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
All that to say, you know, the game was definitely one of Chloe's, like, drug dealers over the years, allegedly. So this one says, the A-list celebrity / rapper / serial cheater recently celebrated his birthday. This married A-list reality star made him a video which shows herself stripping and then pleasuring herself for his birthday present. She will be happy to know that his friends loved the video as much as he did. They all appreciated where she had some bows wrapped as well. Not the only person to do that to her, allegedly, first of all. So yeah. That's insane. And yeah, the game plays a big part. These men, these random rappers and stuff, like, play a big part in her life for that reason. I think that they, like, just provide her drugs.
And Kim was with the game before Chloe.
She was.
So I have a game blind as well. And I feel like Chloe also has this narrative that she will sleep with guys in a relationship. She doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And to be clear, it takes two to tango. It takes two to cheat.
Totally.
But Chloe has definitely been, like, named the home wrecker, basically.
Yes. She loses in how she got him.
Yes. I didn't know that quote until Tristan cheated on her the first time. Honestly. I kept seeing it on Twitter. I was like, oh. This A-list rap star had to be smuggled inside a florist van to visit his mistress slash A-list reality star. They have been ordered not to be seen together in public any longer because their romance is ruining the storyline. And the storyline is she's sad home crying about Lamar.
Of course, that she's a victim who's been... And there are so many rumors about her cheating on Lamar as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, allegedly, she's never been faithful in any relationship.
Right.
And does all the exact same stuff that these guys do. But then, you know, they have such a powerful team that they spin it to make it look like she's just at home being cheated on.
Yeah. Can I read a kind of, like, sad one?
Sure.
So, again, everything we're reading is 2013 until we tell you it's not. This woman, who we are confidently predicting will never be nominated for an Oscar, used to be on a very popular TV show from which she got the boot, and she was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Mm.
Frankly, she deserved to be fired. She just wasn't very good in her role. She's taking the dismissal hard. Even though she's on another television show, she really thought that her new role was going to break her into the big time. In an attempt to drown her sorrows, she drank her way through more than one Oscar party this past week. Although she's not a small person, she couldn't handle her alcohol and couldn't keep it together. She tried unsuccessfully to muscle her way into conversations with power players in the hopes of landing a new job. Unfortunately, nobody really wanted to talk to her, and she wound up leaving drunk, discouraged, and annoyed.
Okay, so we're getting into the Chloe being Tara Reid of it all.
Yeah, because Chloe tried really hard to get out of reality TV. I'll give her that.
She did.
She tried hosting gigs. She tried her own night show. I'm sure she was on Fashion Police at some point.
Yes, and she was really good on it.
Yeah, and she just couldn't get out of the Kardashian shadow.
Well, she'd had that talk show, and I didn't bother to write this blind down, but I did read one about when she was filming that talk show that the production company was highly, highly pissed off at her because she put such little effort into the show being good.
Oh.
And they were like, you know, she's like, they wanted her to go to these parties to mingle with celebrities to get them on her show because she doesn't have like A-list celebrity friends. She's not friends with like Gwyneth Paltrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they were like, we need you to go to these events so that you can schmooze and ask people to be on your show. Otherwise, you don't have guests. Like, nobody, especially during that time, like, nobody, like, wanted to be on that show.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't do it. And she was, like, not showing up for table reads and not showing up for anything that they were doing. And I remember reading them saying, like, she's just has no interests and no talents and no passions because they don't really have to.
Yeah.
And it just like kind of put a lot into perspective for me where it's like, yeah, like they don't have interests really. That's why all their endeavors are so random because
that's so true.
They've never really had to be passionate about anything.
Because I did see a blind that she was trying to take over Chelsea lately.
Right. I saw that too. That it was
Chelsea
like
Chelsea Handler would rather die.
I know. Right? I know. I actually have another party girl one. This is a really pretty intense one. It says, this reality star is A-list, and if she wasn't A-list, I probably wouldn't bother writing about her. She also has A-list or higher name recognition. She also has a coke problem that is out of control. It's funny how you only ever hear about one side of the story. Apparently, Adderall doesn't do anything for her except make her jumpy and unable to sleep. She was gaining weight and getting mocked, so she started back down her coke road again. She gets it from one of the guys she used to cheat on her former significant other with. That would be the game. When you see them together, you know a deal went down and she enjoyed... Oh, wait, sorry. When you see them together, you know a deal went down and she enjoyed some with him too. And by deal, I mean he gives it to her. She never pays. Well, she pays in other ways and pays and pays. She tried to kick the habit recently because there was so much press around her, but she is hooked and went back for more and will keep going back for more until she hits rehab. Just like a lot of her life, the rest of her co-stars have no idea what she does away from the cameras.
So that's 2014, and there were so many cocaine blinds, I couldn't even pull them all.
It was psychotic.
At least 10 a month.
Like, so consistent. Mm-hmm. Of just being like, nobody really knows this person. You know, everything that you know about her is fake. She doesn't really give a shit about working out. She just goes and gets work done and does drugs and like fucking chain smokes and is not like the goody two shoes you think she is.
I'm going to read two from 2014. Okay. This A-list reality star from a hit reality show has a long history of drug and alcohol abuse and has not stopped. She's just a little more discreet than she used to be and stays in the shadows while others take the fall. And then this one is not a coke blind, but I thought it was very interesting. At a party in the past few weeks, this NFL athlete, who's a frequent Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl winner, ended up having sex with this A-list reality star from an A-list reality family. The thing is, his girlfriend is an A-list designer who is supposedly best friends with the woman her boyfriend hooked up with. Awkward. I guess they weren't filming that day. The NFL athlete is Dwight Freeney. Of course, it's Chloe is the reality star, and the designer is Rachel Roy.
Becky with the good hair.
I didn't know she was Becky with the good hair.
She is. That's why I will always say that I'm still angry at Beyonce for allowing Rachel Ray to receive death threats on Instagram for days.
Because Rachel Ray.
These kids thought Rachel Ray fucked Jay-Z. Can you imagine?
Honestly, I kind of wish.
I love it. I love that they were like, who is she? Rachel Ray? Let's get her. This is another Chloe being deceitful blind. This one's really interesting. It says, this celebrity just loves to play victim in her relationships. She has always been wonderful, the wonderful, faithful wife who just wants to start a family and was shocked to discover that her athlete husband was a serious drug user and cheater. Poor thing, or is she? Actually, she's not a victim here. She wasn't shocked at all. She knew all about his drug use and cheating before they married. She knew what he used and how much he used and how often he used it. And that he was cheating and got married anyhow. Why? Because her mother told her that it would be fine. She told her daughter that a rich, dumb black man makes the perfect match and that the drugs and infidelity would just make it that much easier to get out of the marriage later on. Get in, get the money, get out a few million richer, and let him look like the bad guy.
The wording of dumb, rich black man.
I know. And it's like really, really, really hard to deny.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really hard to deny when you look at where Lamar was in his life and to think like, oh, I just love this man so much that I want to marry him in within a month. And I don't know anything about his drug use. I don't know anything about that at all. I just don't buy it.
And he already had kids and everything from a previous relationship, right?
Totally.
Yeah, I thought so. So like I said, Chloe has a reputation for sleeping with married men, basically. Mm-hmm. And married men who are like friends with her family.
Right.
Apparently, this A-list reality star from an A-list reality family in their A-list reality show has no pride at all and hooked up with the still married B-list rapper because she must know he was going to cheat and she doesn't seem to care. Oh, and probably for the drugs. Chloe and Wiz Khalifa.
I love that one because I never would have put that together, but it's like, sure, of course.
Amber Rose.
Yeah.
No wonder why she hates that. Because I was like, there has to be more than just like she dated Kanye in 2008 and Blac Chyna's her best friend. I was like, there has to be more.
God, and imagine how frustrating it is for girls like Blac Chyna and Amber Rose who know like who the Kardashians really are.
Mm-hmm.
But they also know that there's no winning against the Kardashian machine. So you just have to just take it.
Right.
Like, you know who Chloe is.
In the public's eye, I don't know if this is I think this is like an overall thing. When people think Amber Rose or Blac Chyna, they're just like, oh, trash.
Exactly. sluts, thoughts, you know, whatever. And Chloe, you think of her being from basically a royal family and whatever. And it's like, no, Chloe is the queen of fucking baby daddy drama and is no better than anybody.
Amber Rose is like a blueprint.
Honestly.
Yeah. I have one final one from 2014.
Okay.
This B-plus list reality star says he has had sex with the sister of his significant other more than he has had sex with his significant other in the past year. Classy family. And that's Scott and Chloe.
Now, do you believe that? You don't think they've had sex?
I don't think Chloe would do that. And I know that's weird considering all the blinds that I've read about her.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think she's fairly loyal to family.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that Scott's had sex with Chloe. I think, you know, people
has he tried? Questions. Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's tried with all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, people obviously question like their closeness and stuff, and you know, but people forget that Chloe used to literally hate Scott. She wouldn't even be in the same room as him, and they used to physically fight. I mean, it was like crazy. It took him years to like win her over. So I don't know. I don't believe that. I do think that he's either tried to or has fucked Kylie.
Interesting.
I really do. I think that Kylie is like way too his type. And young. I think young and plumped full of fucking silicone. Mm-hmm. And I think Scott is way too much of a horny dog to be around like a young, like hot girl who's like wearing a thong around her home. I just like, he's either tried to have sex with her or they have. I really believe that.
Or maybe it didn't work and that's why he moved to Sophia Richie. Poor Sophia Richie. I do kind of feel for her a little bit.
Yeah, almost like he wants to have sex with her so bad that he just fucks her friends and girls that look like her.
Yeah.
Because you do read that a lot in blind items that Scott is obsessed with Kylie.
Yeah, and I mean, Sophia was so young.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if he did sleep with Kylie, that would be insane.
Right.
And that's why I don't think it's happened.
It would really be weird, but also their family is so fucking weird.
I know.
It's so incestuous.
I know.
I have another one about Chloe's coke use. It says, a 48-hour bender of coke and booze and pot is probably not what this A-list reality star from an A-list reality show needed in her life. She's always had issues with coke and booze and needs rehab, but the show needs her filming to keep the money train rolling. She's been able to cope in the past, but her drug use is getting out of hand. I wouldn't be shocked if someone has photos or videos of the 48 hours they are going to sell showing her using.
And there have never been videos or anything that have come out about her.
Nobody even talks about her partying.
Yeah. I mean, nobody. She did have to go to jail for what, a day?
Yeah. And people think that's like so silly.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about the fact that she like none of this, you know, it's crazy. Yeah.
And I don't care what anyone says, in her mugshot, she was more than just drunk.
1000%.
Yeah. So I have a 2015 blind and one of my favorite actresses is involved, and we haven't spoken about her on the podcast at all. So I'm excited.
Okay.
This A-minus list, mostly television actress on a very hit network show who also happens to have an Academy Award nomination, went off on this A-list reality star yesterday. For 20 minutes, she ranted about how the reality star glossed over the whole home wrecking thing she did to our actress and blames the reality star for everything that happened to the boyfriend of the actress after they split. Reality stars, of course, Chloe, boyfriend Lamar, but the actress is Taraji P. Henson. And apparently he proposed to Taraji 1 week before he met Chloe.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I feel kind of stupid. I feel like people knew that and we didn't.
I agree.
Because like, that's kind of a big deal.
I feel like the Kardashians are a big blind spot for me, which is crazy because they're so big in pop culture.
Right.
I guess Chloe is blind spot.
That's actually really nice, though. I mean, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Taraji?
Taraji's fucking great. I love her so much. I've loved Taraji since Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, like, same.
That was when I fell in love with her. I was like, oh, hard out here, going straight on the old iPod, as NeNe Leakes would say. Yeah, I fucking love her. She's funny. She's like a great actor.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's not just a personality. Like, she's really talented.
She has a coolness factor about her.
She does. And she seems really just like meeting her, you get the experience that you hope for when you meet a celebrity.
For sure. Can I talk about, just off topic real quick, one of my favorite Taraji moments?
Yeah.
When she was drunk at the Super Bowl and Coldplay was playing the halftime show and she tweeted, "I love Maroon 5" with a picture of Coldplay. And I think like the next day she tweeted, she was like, "Whoa, didn't mean to tweet that."
She's a fucking icon. She's an internet legend to me. Like, I love her and her dog on Instagram.
Yeah.
And if anybody listening to this hasn't ever seen her episode of Hot Ones on YouTube, it's really, really funny and just like so endearing.
That's my favorite YouTube series ever.
It's so good.
All of them are good.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition.
Host Shima Olieyi was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I have a blind. This is probably one of my favorite Kardashian blinds, and I'm going to keep it in my like chest forever because it's very just descriptive of the whole family. So it says, have you ever noticed the way the significant relationships of these siblings are spun? They are perpetually the objects of desire and the victims of cruel heartbreak. They never pursue anyone. The other person is always chasing them, begging them to be exclusive, pushing them to get married. They are never at fault when the relationship doesn't work. The other person is always the damaged, cheating, controlling, bad person. They always pretend that they tried their best to make things work, but that bad other person always fails them and disappoints them and breaks their heart. You can find examples in every one of their past relationships. In fact, you'll see the same spin happening during the next breakup. Of course, it's all BS, and they are just as damaged and cheating and controlling and awful as their significant other, in some cases even more so. However, they have a strong marketing team and the stories are spun from their perspective to make them seem innocent and worthy of your sympathy. It's the classic good guy, bad guy scenario. And if you're still watching, they believe it's because you see them as the good guy. So you've Chloe and Lamar have been in the headlines wanting a divorce. He is painted as a crackhead slash cheater who broke her heart. You've Chloe in French Montana because she was lonely after her split from Lamar. And you have Courtney and Scott, who are always breaking up because he's an alcoholic partier who cares more about clubbing than the family, and it's breaking her heart. Kim and Chris Humphries, he was painted as an insensitive asshole. Kim and Kanye, because he is constantly in Paris and not involved so much in the K clan. And this is old. I would say now it's like, also he's crazy.
Yeah.
And Kim, you know, is so strong for like doting him around. You have Rob and Rita Ora because she cheated on him and broke his heart. Rob and Adrian Bailon because he gained too much weight. And then Chris and Bruce because Bruce was in the middle of transitioning.
Well, do you remember the Adrian and Rob thing? I remember there was an episode where he was like gonna run back to her because something happened with their relationship, and I think he broke up with her.
Yeah, he did.
but she moved on before him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when everything kind of like spun out of control. But going back to Chris Humphreys, I never really disliked him.
I did. Like, I fell for it.
I definitely didn't think they meshed. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
But I was like, he kind of put her in her place and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't a fit at all, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was like, he just wants to live in like Michigan or wherever he was from.
I fell for it. I fell for the whole thing at the time. And I remember being like, he's an asshole. He's mean. He's rude to her, you know, whatever. And looking back, it's like people post a lot of clips of them on TikTok. Like Chris and Kim have really resurfaced a lot.
Yeah.
Because he says stuff to her on camera that I don't think anybody's ever said to her on camera.
He kind of gave it back to her.
Yeah. Like he really, really did not give a shit about her being Kim Kardashian. And right. It was amazing. I mean, it's amazing to watch now. I'm like, oh my God. Like he really fucking puts her in her place. And he's not the asshole really that everybody remembers him to be. Like he just doesn't take shit from that family, you know?
Exactly. I mean, there were little kids knocking on his door one episode asking for pictures and he did it.
Yeah.
He just seemed like a normal guy who wanted to play basketball. And maybe I'm being naive saying that, to be honest. Maybe I am.
Well, let's be honest. Like, based on what we've just read, he was also a Frankenstein. We can say it. He was truly vacant between the ears. I mean, we can say that now. The man was a fucking idiot. And based on what we know now, it's like he kind of fit perfectly into their little thing that they do with these men that they can control and manipulate and take advantage of. And, you know, like, I feel like Chris and Kim used him to raise her star power, which it did intensely. And he must have looked back at that and been like, what the fuck just happened?
Right.
Like, I got gangbanged and now I'm sitting here alone. And I'm like, where'd everybody go?
And everyone hates me.
Everybody hates me and thinks that I'm mean.
Now, you quickly mentioned French Montana.
Yeah.
Can you talk about French Montana a little bit more for people who aren't aware of his Hollywood ties, other than being a rapper?
So French Montana, his blind item narrative is that he's like one of the most sought after successful pimps in Hollywood, that he has like a whole sort of harem of women, and that his stock will sort of raise and fall. And you'll notice that like if he goes out to be photographed with Chloe, it's usually because he needs like some notoriety. Like he needs like a moment of having his name kicked around. And then he'll have like a whole bunch of women that like will contact him to work for him. He has men that work for him as well. And he is probably some of the most interesting blind items I've ever read. And in a nutshell, he is an alleged drug dealer, an alleged pimp. And he orchestrates these like crazy fucking sex, like very sexually fluid sex parties. And he allegedly has like this big group of men that he runs with in Hollywood, other rappers that are DL or whatever, that also love like transgender girls. And they will go out of their way to seek out transgender women. And they have these really DL parties that women like Amber Rose know about. And he's one of the most interesting people to read about.
Yeah. And if you Google his house, you'll be like, oh.
It's like Tony Montana.
Yeah, literally.
It's like outrageous for somebody who nobody can name five songs by him.
Exactly. Insane. So the next few that we're going to read, they kind of came out around the same time. She does work out a little, 15 minutes a day. She says she works out for hours each day. The truth is, though, the A-list reality star from an A-list reality show everyone should hate spends most of her time at the gym drinking coffee, chain smoking, and playing on her phone. Her main secret to losing weight is her old friend Coke. She does a ton of it. She thinks she has everyone fooled with a few workout selfies. And I think that's probably my biggest issue with the Kardashians in general.
Yeah, the smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, and they won't admit to setting unrealistic body standards for women.
Mm-hmm.
When Andy Cohen asked them that on the reunion, they were like, that's unfair. We wake up early. We eat right. We work really hard on our bodies. You got fucking surgery and you have chefs.
Right.
You don't even have to lift your fork if you don't want to.
Right.
They're so rich. If they had a soda in their hand, they could pay someone to slap it out of their hand.
Right. Literally.
They have fuck you money.
It's true.
And it makes me so mad. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I think that sort of plays into, because there's so many things like that that they know are wrong, but they do, like the mm-hmm. cultural appropriation, their relationships, you know, they are aware that the public is angry at them about these things and they continue to do them. And I almost feel like that's a part of the Kardashian thing, is like, you don't acknowledge the thing, you don't acknowledge like your lies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they live in like this weird reality where they can just not acknowledge anything that they don't want to acknowledge, but then lean into it.
Right.
And get people talking about it. Like, they know, like, they had to know that that clip was going to, because they had final say over that edit.
Yeah.
Of that reunion. So they chose to leave that in, and they had to know that that would piss people off and it would make people talk about it. You know what I mean? And then they don't have to face any sort of consequence. It's crazy.
I will say Astroworld is the first time I saw the Kardashians not think any press is good press.
I know. Ever.
And it was interesting because obviously we'll get into Tristan's third baby mama and all of this. And I think Kim and Pete were set up PR before SNL happened or something like that. And I think they were going to try with Pete and Kim a slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
But once Astroworld happened, they were like, fuck it, all cylinders go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with Chloe, they're just like, hey, Chloe, we got to tell him about Tristan's third baby mama.
It's true. And Pete, unfortunately, I love Pete. I've always loved Pete. I think he's hilarious. I was like, weirdly, like a fan of, I don't remember how I knew about him. I think it was because he had done stand-up before SNL, and it was like his novelty was being like the youngest kid doing stand-up kind of thing, you know?
He did a bunch of roasts too.
Yeah, he was really good at the roasts.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, as talented and, in my opinion, good looking as he is, he does fit into that narrative as well. He's kind of a mess. People know him to be a mess. If anything happens, it's really easy to spin a story about Pete Davidson. You can say anything you want. I mean, with the Kardashians' power, it would take the snap of a finger to turn a story against him.
And I mean, Kim's with another guy who has a lot of mental health issues, and that's kind of fucked up.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
Back to Mrs. Chloe.
So the first one I have here is a Mr. X blind. It says, what A-list reality star is still technically married, who is still technically married, was in Dubai over Memorial Day weekend for a beauty conference, in quotes. Is that what they're calling them these days?
Can we just say Dubai has been talked about in blinds for so long?
I know.
And now there's a housewives coming from Dubai.
It, honestly, I love it because it's the perfect example of, like, for people who are so anti-blind items and think that this type of news is irresponsible, like, the Dubai of it all is the perfect example of, like, that's a blind item story.
Yes.
And it's been pushed and pushed and pushed so, it's so undeniable at this point that now it's mainstream news. And when Bravo announces the Real Housewives of Dubai, you see Gladys from Utah, who's 74 years old, saying that's where sex work happens because she knows now.
Right.
And I think that that's really like the power of the of fucking blind item is crazy.
For sure. Absolutely.
I'm going to read another quick one because that one was super short. This one says, for years, people have referred to this TV girl as the nice one or the real one. That's not her, folks. That's a character. She's actually just as big of a liar and a phony and an opportunist as everyone around her. It's interesting that people seem to be catching on to the fact now. We were going to compile a list of her porky pies, but we think that it would be more interesting if you did it, starting with her appearance. List everything that's fake about her. Then move on to her workouts, her parentage. Is that how you say that word? Parentage, there's a parentage. I don't know. Her parents, her relationships with men, and anything else you can think of. For an added bonus, tell us the amount of money all this fakery has earned her. The list will be long, but it will help you see for yourself how phony she is and how profitable all the phoniness has been. Blind gossip note, porky pies equals lies in Cockney rhyming slang. Porky pies. And it says, actually, porky pies are delicious with Coleman's mustard.
Hmm.
I mean, all truth. When you really think about Chloe's whole thing and you start to sort of chip away at it the way that we are, it's really hard to deny that it's all just bullshit and, you know, the fucking gym of it all, like her being so addicted to working out, and after going through all this, the shit that she goes through with men, she goes into the gym to like relieve her stress, and she like tightens up her butt. She uses, you know, tightening up her body as revenge for the way it's like that girl has had more work done than fucking Amanda Lepore.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's irresponsible. It's so irresponsible.
It is.
And just to say, you know, you eat really well and work out, there's no chance.
Oh, God. Like, girl, that's liposuction and fat injections and BBLs.
She got her BBLs taken out. Did you see?
I did.
I don't know if they're fully removed, but Chloe's body looks like an ant.
It's insane. It's fucking insane. I've always wondered what, because you can't completely remove a BBL.
Yeah, I think they got like lipo or something.
Yeah, like you can get some of it taken out. And I always wondered, like, when the beauty standard changes, like, what's it going to look like when they get it taken out? And I guess completely fine. I mean, Chloe and Kim look so tiny now.
Yeah.
Like, Chloe is so tiny. Without a big, giant fucking turkey ass.
Not a turkey ass. This is from about the same time, like 2015, 2016. This B-plus list rapper gets along great with this A-plus list reality star because she likes guys and so does he. Their threesomes are legendary.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it.
During our LA show, you should DM French Montana and be like, can I come over?
Hi, I'm in the market for a pimp. Can I be one of your girls? This one is about, circling back to Chloe and Lamar a little bit. If you thought it was the husband who had the drug problem, you obviously have not taken a urine sample from this A-list reality star. Some say she is the root of all drug issues in the family. Everyone close to her got addicted while she pretends to be all goody-goody. Saying that she's the root of all drug issues in the family changes things in my mind so much. Like, I'm rethinking all of the Kardashians. And it's crazy. Like, who better to get you addicted to drugs than Khloe because she's so fun?
I mean, Kim's never done a drug in her life.
Right, Kim is a complete virgin to all substances and all partying.
So in 2016, that's when Tristan and Chloe were first spotted together. And when I realized it was 2016, I thought, holy fucking shit, they've been together this long.
Crazy. It's crazy how much time has gone by.
But it's almost the same. It's almost like nothing's changed.
You know, I will say, I don't think that you and I have ever talked about this, but like, I'm from Cleveland. And when she started dating him, like, she was just like in my neighborhood all the time. Like, she was around all the time. And I remember this bar that we go to, I used to go to a lot with my friend, because she lived like in the exact neighborhood that they used to like to like party in. There's this bar called Town Hall, and it's like our favorite bar. And it became Chloe's favorite bar. So when Chloe started going there, of course, they would like rope off half the fucking bar. And like, it's already a really crammed, because so many people go there, it's like very crammed. So they would rope off half the restaurant and bar for her and like Malika and Khadijah to like throw their furs or whatever. And it was so...
That's funny.
Like, they just were such a nuisance in Cleveland. Like, and they would go to all the Cavs games, and like, they were just always around. And if you went out to dinner, it was like very likely that you would see Chloe. It's so weird.
That is weird. I know you've talked about like you've seen LeBron be a good guy, but you never brought up Chloe.
I know. I forgot that when you said the 2016, I was like, oh yeah, she was in Cleveland. I forgot. But
and MGK's from there.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
So this is the first blind I could find of Tristan and Chloe. Apparently everyone on his NBA team has told him to run from the Jinx as fast as he can. He isn't listening. Hopefully there isn't a drug test coming up soon either. And also, we kind of skipped over the James Harding with Chloe. Because I feel like James Harding was almost like, it wasn't a super long relationship. And he also seemed kind of embarrassed about Chloe.
Yeah, that was a weird, it was almost like he wouldn't let her use their relationship for PR.
Like, she didn't really go to game. I could be totally wrong, but I feel like she didn't really go to games or anything like that.
Well, nobody ever brings up that they dated, so it obviously wasn't sort of like pumped into the media the way that the Kardashians normally do it. So like, that alone makes you one, like, it would make you second, I guess, take like a double take.
What he didn't want to play along.
Yeah, he didn't want to play along with the whole, you know, I'm going to raise your star power yet again.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're getting into the 2018 of it all, which is basically all just, you know, Chloe being cheated on left and right, and all of these stories about the infidelity and whatever. So this one says, apparently the A-minus list reality star has forgiven her serial cheating significant other. She should look for that tiny flip phone he has, which he uses to speak to other women. I like that he uses a flip phone to speak to other girls.
It's like the burner phones you can buy at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, he got like a Walmart phone to sext people.
Yeah. This illiterate basketball player is still cheating on his celebrity girlfriend with the same woman he's been seeing for months and months.
And like, this just goes on and on. The cheating just goes on and on. And at a certain point, you just wonder, like, isn't it better to just sit down and say, we have an open relationship? For the love of God, like, if you want to be with somebody who cheats and you won't break up with them, but you get mad at them continuously that they cheat, you may already be in an open relationship.
At least one side's open.
Yeah, you might just want to tweak the fine print of that a little bit so you can be happy.
Yeah.
This is another French Montana moment. It says, apparently this A-list reality star is not sitting idly by while she continues to get cheated on by her celebrity boyfriend. She's been texting and sexting that directionally challenged rapper for the past few months. Yeah, I'm sure that would work out well. I'm sure French Montana loved that time.
This is the craziest thing I have ever heard. This A-list reality star wants her significant other to walk away from millions of dollars and quit his job just because she is afraid he will cheat on her unless he is with her 24/7. Now, people had an exclusive about Tristan's baby mama. and how Chloe's so upset. And one of the quotes from the article was, Chloe knew this would happen once quarantine was over. You mean once he wasn't mandated to stay at your home and not allowed to leave? See, once he wasn't in the fucking COVID bubble for the NBA where he literally couldn't leave?
She's like, once he's uncaged, I just know he'll go out and cheat.
I mean, my God.
This is the shit I'm talking about. Like, why do you have these problems? Yeah. These are weird problems
I should have.
Yeah, like, I can recall talking about this shit with, like, people I worked at restaurants with as a teenager.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you are an extremely wealthy woman with access to many, many things. And you have this kind of fucking baby daddy drama? Like, really? It's just so mundane. I don't know. Like, it's, like, so ordinary. It's, like, weird.
In public. It's so public.
Yeah, like, aren't you embarrassed?
Like, there's a part of me that wonders if Tristan just really hates Chloe.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I think, like, obviously he's filmed episodes of the show. And it's
for a while they had to blur his face, right? Like, a couple times?
They did. And then when she accepted him back, like, he became a main cast member on the show. Like, okay. He had full episodes dedicated to him during quarantine for weeks. I mean, he mm-hmm. was on every episode. And I guess it was like a rebranding for him. Like, he was on the show to, like, look like a sweet, very sweet, supportive boyfriend. He was obsessed with Chloe and making sure she was okay and whatever. It's just, the whole thing is just so odd. So we're about to start talking about Jordan, obviously. A very big part of Chloe's story.
And I was going to say, before we get into the blinds about Jordan, I guess you read this blind, then I'll say my thought. Sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine. So it kind of blows the whole there was no cheating thing when the mistress outs herself. I'm not sure why the mistress wants to be friends with the A-list reality star with the lucrative side gig. Is she trying to unintentionally cause pain, trying to get famous? Probably the latter.
I think Jordan did that because if she let the Kardashians control the narrative, it would have been so much worse for her, and she knew it.
I could not agree more.
100%, right?
Because, like, who better, like, who knows better the way that the sausage is made than Jordan? And she had to know the only way to beat them is to, like, get ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because either way, I mean, even still with her doing that, like, her story was still spun. But she at least got to be the first person to talk.
And they were really trying to make it sound like she, like, fucked Tristan.
Yeah.
And she didn't. From what she says.
Yeah, and they're honestly lucky that she's not... Like, they're lucky that she's not petty.
Right.
And, the only reason, obviously, that she wouldn't be petty is because of, like, her friendship and how much she, at one time, obviously cared about Kylie. Mm-hmm. But, like, Jordan Woods could have literally blown... Like, what people wanted Blac Chyna to do, like, blow up the Kardashians. I don't think Blac Chyna was really, like... I mean, I know that she was friends with Kim, but she wasn't, like, privy to the shit that Jordan was privy to.
I mean, she probably learned a lot from Rob, though.
True. That's true. I just think that there was a different level of trust there, especially because they, like, went into business with her, you know, and she was, like, living in Kylie's house.
What I was going to say is also with Blac Chyna, like, there's a child involved.
Right.
That's her child's family.
Like, Jordan really could have fucked up their lives.
I wish she did.
I know. And she chose to, like, take the higher road, probably out of fear. I mean, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I would have been terrified. I don't even think I'd go on that red table talk like she did.
No, I mean, that alone was, like, crazy brave.
And I feel like this is when Chloe started to get a lot of pushback. because she blamed Jordan 100%.
Right. And was like blaming, you know, saying like, well, I have to forgive him because he's the father of my child. And it's like, no, like you forget that you have the same problems as like every person in the world because you're so fucking basic. So a lot of people know that that's not true. Like, you don't have to keep fucking the guy that cheated on you because he's the father of your kid. That's not true.
And a lot of people started to realize that Chloe was with Tristan before he was single.
Right.
And this is a blind that goes along with that. Kind of a hypocritical statement excuse from the illiterate reality star, considering the same thing could be thrown back at her by any of the women that participated in cheating with all of her significant others, especially the last incident when the people involved knew the illiterate one was done with the relationship, but pretends otherwise for ratings.
No lies detected. I mean, you know, it's extremely hypocritical. Like, how dare you?
And she kept being like, no, Tristan wasn't with Jordan then.
Like, they love to clap back and condemn people and whatever. And the receipts that they have are always so like easily disputable.
But it's like that Men in Black mind eraser thing that you've talked about.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It really is true. Like the nerve.
I almost feel like the Kardashians put out so many articles so you forget about other things in a week.
I think so too. I think that they know a fast news cycle works to their benefit. It always has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, first of all, it keeps them relevant, because if you have too long to think about it, you'll realize that they're not worth your time.
Yeah.
So if they keep moving and just keep the ball rolling, it's like you don't have time to think about how easily forgettable they are.
Yeah.
Because they really are extremely easily forgettable. Like, until they pop up on your screen, you're like, oh yeah, they're like doing shit still. Like, it just never ends, you know?
I'm tired of the Kardashians.
I know.
Me but too. I don't think other people are.
I don't think so either. I think they have too much of a grip on like people's like psyche.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as much as people want to act like, I don't know, as much as people want to like make fun of other people for wanting to look like them and stuff, like, it's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're still the prototype for plastic surgery.
Right.
Every girl goes to the fucking doctor and has some picture of one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now every girl gets plastic surgery at 19. That's completely normal now.
Yeah.
To have your body and face done at fucking 19.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's crazy.
So basically, like, right before the blind Troy is about to read, in September, Tristan was already commenting on Chloe's pictures again, calling her hot. And everyone was like, what the fuck, Chloe?
It says, once again, this illiterate reality star is going to be embarrassed by her on-again, off-again ex who hooked up with multiple strippers this weekend. And there are lots of pictures and videos.
And not only that, he had a huge house party during the pandemic. And I remember everyone was like, wait, he's not living with Chloe? Wait, doesn't he have a newborn baby? Wait, isn't it COVID?
He's like, yes, yes, and yes.
He's like, oops. I'm only with Chloe on the weeknights.
Yeah, oopsie poopsie.
Now, Larsa Pippen, for a while, was in the news like crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't really know a ton about her other than I believe she dated her son's friend recently.
Yeah.
And had to like publicly apologize.
All I know of, I mean, I only really know Larsa through like blind items.
Mm-hmm.
So I only know her as an escort and.
Oh, okay.
Like somebody who has like an intense yachting career and, you know, was very much like in the same kind of group as like Kim and like Brittany Gastineau, like a very specific kind of like yachting group.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure. So this blind, again, we're talking about 2020 now. Interesting statement from Larsa Pippen, who is only famous because she married Scottie Pippen. I thought the friendship with the Kardashians ended because she hooked up with Tristan Thompson while he was on a break from Khloe Kardashian. You know, he cheats quite often. The athlete hookups with a lot of the friends on the breaks, and the friends all get sent to the island of misfit toys while the athlete faces no consequences.
The island of misfit toys is such a perfect description.
Malika will never be there.
No, Malika and Khadija are good, good girls who have successfully secured the bag and will never do anything to lose it.
In Food God, he'll never go there.
Right. Oh, God. I can only, if prayer works, he will, but it won't happen. And just like that, the sometimes reality star who is only famous because of the athlete she married admits she has hooked up with the foreign-born illiterate athlete. She is saying it was before his current girlfriend. Uh-huh. Before, during, and after, which would be before again. Larsa Pippen and Tristan Thompson. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
And the fucked up thing is, like, Khloe would do the exact same thing. She has. I mean.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know what I mean?
Now, this blind I like a lot.
Okay.
This A-list momager went on a rampage last night and the online tabloid listened. They made a cheating story seem totally innocent. The illiterate reality star is an idiot for thinking anything will change. And that's when Tristan was spotted with a mystery blonde dinner date.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's not romantic. She's my personal assistant, or like something to that extent.
Right.
Once Tristan was like, I'm going to Boston, I was like, oh God, good luck, Khloe.
It's just so like, oh my God, it's so messy in a way that is like too relatable. You know what I mean?
It's just like, at this point, I'm just annoyed that this is still a storyline.
Yeah, like this is some shit I would listen to some girl in like the break room talk about and be like, girl, I gotta get back to my cubicle. Like, I don't.
This is something that, like, if Marissa Cooper was alive today, this would be her story.
Yeah, literally. Good Lord, have mercy. And now we are at 2021. So it says, I'm sure all of you figured this out by now, but there is no way on any plane dimension, bizarre world that this A-list reality star is a billionaire. I think it is also quite funny that the announcement was made the day the family needed a talking point that was 180 from the nightmare that has consumed them since the weekend. And that is in reference to Khloe's fucking photo and Kylie pretending that she's a billionaire, which seems so heavy-handed.
I mean, can I just say, that photo of Khloe wasn't even bad. If I look like unfiltered Khloe, I'd be so pleased.
It's the only embarrassing thing about the photo is that she was so affected by it.
Has anyone heard from MJ since she posted the photo?
MJ's like literally locked in a cellar, like in the basement. Like,
she's in Guantanamo.
Yeah, she's arranging all of Chris's like cookie jars.
And I think the insanity of it all is there have been pictures that have come out about Kylie not looking great, Kim with cellulite, which isn't bad because women have cellulite.
Right.
But they went insane over this photo to the point where they were DMing fan pages, asking them to take it down.
And it's weird because, like, you and I have talked in the past about, like, the fact that they call Splash News and obviously they get their photos photoshopped and stuff and they have the paparazzi edit them and they obviously have some sort of contract. But at the same time, like, they've had photos go low-key viral for maybe, like, a day or so that are unflattering. Kim and Kylie have, mm-hmm. You know, specifically, like Kylie had that photo where she was like walking to her car and it wasn't Photoshopped, so you could see that her face looks like a puffy 60-something-year-old woman who's had great work done, because that's what she looks like. And then she freaked out and like redid the photos a few days later where they were Photoshopped and she had hair and makeup. But like nobody talked about that beyond that, because it was like a one day random thing. It didn't become a trending topic on Twitter around the world. Like, it's just so, like, where's the logic to, I don't get it.
And then Chloe had like the audacity to be like, you don't know how hard it is for me to be myself and all this stuff. And I'm just like, I get it. You're insecure, but also fuck you.
Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up, girl.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? We don't know how hard it is. Do you know how hard it is to like live in a world that you have fucking created, that your insecurities have created? And now all of your deepest insecurities are the blueprint for like our youth.
Right.
Like, it's mind blowing to me. The nerve, like the entitlement.
Yeah. And again, those are the moments I'm like, I don't even like Chloe anymore.
Yeah. It's fucking insane. That was one of the most entitled like things I think Chloe's ever done, to be mad about that photo and then to try and blame it on being bullied when she was like heavier. Like,
yeah,
fuck off.
Right.
This next point says, just because we are changing the channel doesn't mean we are changing the stink. This reality family is setting up another one of the NBA player side pieces. You know, instead of just dumping the NBA player, the family much prefers trashing other women than looking in the mirror.
Do you think their Hulu show is going to be like a crazy hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to watch it.
Because Travis and now maybe Pete, and I wonder how they're going to address Astroworld.
I think that it'll be one of those shows that has like a crazy premiere, because everybody's going to want to see what it looks like, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then I could see it like sloping, because I don't think that the show will live up to any sort of expectation.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be real. And I think at this point, it's like, nobody wants to see another fucking scripted reality show from you. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, this is a blind that we read during the Kylie episode, but I feel like it's important to bring up during this one.
Yeah.
Despite there being half siblings in the family, they loathe them. They only want to procreate with the same dad, no matter how many children they have with others, or despite them also being with other people. It's disturbing. Kylie Jenner and Kourtney Kardashian / Rob, the whole fam. But Kourtney has 3 children with Scott. Rob has 1 child with Blac Chyna. Khloé has 1 child with Tristan. Kim has 4 children with Kanye, and then Kylie and Travis Scott.
Their family tree is so fucked.
I know. And you know what's crazy? One of their half siblings is the reason they're, maybe not the full reason why they're famous, but Brody Jenner walked so these people could run.
I know.
To go on their show to give them ratings.
To give them ratings.
I know. And
then like they have the nerve to just like write Brody off as if he's like he's a trash reality star now.
He didn't even get invited to the Kimye wedding.
That's fucked up.
And I think he said, I've already been to one of her weddings and it was boring.
You and I have joked about how weird it is, just because they're so incestual, that they had like a whole season that revolved around like these weird incestual relationships in the family, where like Brody, they were like, does Brody want to fuck Kim?
And didn't he say he got like a half chub looking at Kim?
Yeah, because he allegedly, quote, walked in on her naked while she was like taking a selfie or something. And he like got hard from it. And then they were like awkward together because they had like a sexual chemistry. And then another episode when they were on vacation, they were like, we think that like Chris is flirting with Brody.
I mean, they could have pulled a Caitlin and Tyler and just been together. They're step siblings. They're not related.
That's true. Pony.
But yeah, I mean, it's just so crazy that they hate their half siblings.
I know.
Because I have like 5 step siblings and I don't hate them at all.
They're just,
I guess,
like,
that's completely different sets of parents, but still.
They're just so like elitist about their little group though.
I mean, Rob's not even allowed.
Yeah. Like, he's barely good enough to be featured on the show.
Yeah. I guess at what cost, right? I mean,
right.
Guess what, Chloe? Tristan's babies all have different fathers.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. You have no right being elitist. You guys are like a family of fucking baby mamas.
Right. Oh my God.
Like, you literally are.
Right.
You guys are trashy people with money.
Mm-hmm.
By all standards, by society standards, you're trashy.
Yeah.
But you just have a lot of money. No tea, no shade.
Now, I guess we should wrap this up talking about what just came out about Tristan.
Right.
Because he is allegedly expecting his 3rd child with a 3rd woman.
Yeah.
And this is a Snapchat message that he sent to this woman. It's disgusting. Like, this, when I read this, I was like, fuck you. Like, if yeah. I didn't say it loud enough the first time, you know how I feel. My feelings haven't changed at all. Won't be involved at all. By the way, if you think having this baby is going to make you some money, it's completely wrong. You are aware that I'm retiring after this season. So in terms of support, it will be whatever it requires monthly for someone who's unemployed. It's Texas, so it'll only be a couple $100. So you're better off taking the $75,000 I'm offering, because you won't get nothing near that with having a kid with a father who's unemployed. All you'll have is a baby with a father who has zero involvement with the child and a few $100 of child support a month.
Like, eek, 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 eek.
And it's crazy that Chloe chose this man and keeps choosing this man.
I know.
And that's how he speaks to women.
And if you could see the way he's portrayed on the show, like when they're good.
Yeah.
He's, you know, just so lovable and so sweet. And he's obsessed with Chloe and he's always doting behind her and being really goofy and silly with her. And they sit outside and look for aliens together because they're weird together. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's like,
what the fuck?
I know.
Meanwhile, he's on his flip phone texting the next girl.
Right.
I mean, is there anything more we can say? I do think it's wild that they are letting this story run.
I think it's wild, but at the same time, I'm also like, at this point, is there any more he can do to humiliate her?
Like I said, he must hate her.
He has to.
Because I think we were DMing with someone or they were commenting being like, well, David Beckham cheats, but he keeps it quiet. And I'm like, I almost feel like that's almost a respect level. Because I'm yeah. sure there's some kind of understanding between him and Victoria.
Totally, for sure.
Whereas Tristan's just like, fuck you, I'm doing this.
It's what we say all the time. Like, don't make me look stupid.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, we can have an agreement and an understanding that maybe only we understand. And that's fine. But don't make me look like an idiot when I'm letting you do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's shitty.
Ugh. Well, I guess as we wrap this up, Troy, is Chloe rotted?
I guess you have to say that all of the Kardashians are rotted. To an extent, but I almost feel like the Kardashians fit into their own. It's like a different, it's a Kardashian brand of rotted. Like,
yeah,
they're not rotted like a normal celebrity. They're rotted like only they can be.
It's like an apple tree that's just rotted because it's come from Chris. Chris is like the trunk of the tree.
Yeah, like it grows from the ground rotted.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I agree with that. You know,
yeah,
I think Kris Jenner is one of the most rotted people on the planet.
Yeah, she's so evil. And she's like ruined us.
Yeah, and her kids are just products of that.
Yeah, for sure.
And Tristan's rotted to the core.
It's fun though doing these Kardashian episodes though.
Yeah.
I like them.
I like that we're doing them separately too.
Yeah, it's like fun to like really get to know them in their own blind item way, because I'm actually learned a lot about Khloé, to be honest.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. I'm scared for the Kim one.
Me too. I'm scared but excited. It's gonna be good.
I know. I know. You know, make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you like it. Make sure to tell your family over Christmas break about how horrific Hollywood is.
Yeah. Yes. Let all of your aunts and uncles know that all of their faves are repulsive, rotted people.
And buy some tickets to the shows. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.